Neighbourhood safer places are places of last resort, and the CFA has released all the locations across Victoria that meet their criteria, including the Ballarat District. And to fill us in, we're joined by Bernie Fradd, the Operations Officer for Region 15 with the CFA. Bernie, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
I'll just run through the locations in our part of the world. Firstly, they're all based on municipal boundaries. In Ararat Rural City, you have the township of Pomodal, and that's the Pomodal Recreation Reserve. In Ballarat, we have three locations: the Ballarat CBD, the Buninyong South Football Ground, and the Canadian Lakes Boulevard for people in Mount Clear, Mount Helen area. In the city of Greater Geelong, one's been identified, and that's at Steiglitz, and that's the Anarchy Reserve. In the Golden Plains Shire, we have the Rokewood Shopping Strip, which is, of course, the township of Rokewood. In Hepburn, there are five locations. Firstly, two in Creswick, the Creswick Visitor Centre, and also Lindsay Park. In Daylesford, you have the Daylesford Secondary College and also the Daylesford Town Hall. And in Trentham, in the Hepburn Shire, you have the Trentham CBD. In Moorabool, you have the Township of Greendale, the Greendale Recreation Reserve. And in Halls Gap, you have the Halls Gap Tourist Centre as being a safer place or a place of last resort. And finally, the Surf Coast Shire at Anglesey. There are two locations, the Anglesey Riverbank, the Anglesey Shopping Strip, and also the Surf Coast Shire and the Township of Lawn. You've got Point Grey in Lawn as being the place. So what were the... Just explain about these safer places. These are the ones that the CFA has chosen that met your criteria, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Dominic. The ones on our website at the moment have all been assessed as compliant with our criteria. And in simple terms, they're all open spaces. So it basically means that there's no significant radiant heat source within about 300 metres of those spots. So on our current knowledge and based on the current scientific analysis, there will be less than 2 kilowatts of radiant heat per metre at that location, at the safer place.
Do you think there's some confusion out there in the community about understanding what a neighbourhood safer place is as a place of last resort?
Look, there probably is. It's a new concept this year, and we are getting some people who think it's a place they'll go to, they'll relocate to. We're trying to get the message out that a neighbourhood safer place is a place of last resort. So it's a place when all your plans for the day have failed, and in effect you're fleeing the fire, and you're trying to get to somewhere where you won't die. So that's basically the premise, that it's the absolutely place of last resort.
Now, there are all the locations across Victoria are on the website, cfa.vic.gov.au, and you click on the Safer Places tab and you can see the list, as I've done.
That's right.
But the shires won't necessarily accept these safer places that the CFA suggested, is that right?
Look, a lot of the safer places we've identified, the shires are still going through a process where they'll endorse them for their municipalities. So things like access, councils are concerned a bit about whether there'll be cars there and all these other issues. But we're clearly saying that there are a number of places around the state that we've identified as a safer place, and then the council will go through their own endorsement process and identify probably some of those, or they will identify some of those as the endorsed ones for that township, and then we'll get that out to the community.
Because you've identified the Ballarat CBD now as a safer place of last resort. It's an obvious choice.
Yep.
But it's also a choice for people who have got a code red day coming up, and they think, I'll stay in Ballarat tonight rather than leave tomorrow morning, and they'll go into Ballarat, stay in a hotel or stay with friends and then spend the day in the CBD as well.
Yeah, look, it really is, as I said, it's a new concept. So the premise of a neighbourhood safer place is somewhere where there's no radiant heat. So, and that's really all we promise, or all we're trying to get out to people, that if you're in a dire situation where the fire's coming into your house or up a gully to your back fence and you need to get away from there so you'll survive, a neighbourhood safer place is the place to go to. There's no promise or no thought that there'll be anything there. They're open places. They're basically a geographic location where the fire won't get to.
Rather than a relief centre, which people would be notified of during a fire emergency.
That's right. And relief centres will be managed by the municipalities, and they're more after the event. If people are dislocated or a house is burnt out or whatever, then they'll go to the relief centres and the recovery centres to be looked after.
Right.
A neighbourhood safer place is a place of last resort, and it's just somewhere where you shouldn't die. based on our current knowledge.
And the relief centres will still be set up in an emergency, and that's where people can get support.
That's right.
Assistance, physical assistance with, you know, food and the like.
Yeah, yeah. There should be no thought in people's minds that a neighbourhood safer place is a place to go to, except if you're going to die or you think you're going to die. You can flee to this place and you should be safe.
Yeah, until that fire emergency has reduced somewhat.
Yeah, that's right.
Enabling you to move back to your home or back to wherever you want to go next.
Yeah, that's right.
There have been communities where the CFA hasn't been able to identify a safer place, hasn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's a couple around here. Hepburn and Blackwood are two prime examples.
And so the township of Hepburn and the community of Blackwood.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and they're, as I said, the assessment really needs about a 300-metre radius open space, and clearly Blackwood and Hepburn don't have that. They're surrounded by bush, and there's bush right up through all the town.
So what happens for the people of those communities? What should they consider, given that there hasn't been a safer place identified?
Look, the message we've been putting out and we're trying to get out is, in the event of a fire, people need to relocate, and they need to do that either the night before or very early in the morning, so that they're not in those locations if a fire starts. And we've been criticised in the past for being fairly flowery with our language. We're trying to be very plain now and say that if a fire affects a Hepburn or a Blackwood, there's not much we can do about it.
It's coming up to 29 minutes after 7, and John has called in. Just put your headphones on if you can, Bernie. Bernie Fred is the Operations Officer for Region 15 with us. Good morning, John. What did you want to ask Bernie?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just curious to why the Golden Plains Shire, that the safe place for that is Rokewood's been chosen. If you're in Smythe, like we are, mm-hmm. or Smythe or Haddon, it's actually closer to go to Bunyong.
Fair enough.
Closer to go to Mount Clear. Rokewood is a fair way away from Smythe.
Yeah. It's a very good question, John. Bernie?
Yeah, look, John, the area you're talking about is Region 7, so I can't give you exact information, but at the moment, the neighbourhood safer places we've identified deal with the top 52 townships, the high-risk townships, and I'm pretty sure Smythe wasn't in that top 52, so it's places like the Hepburns and Daylesfords.
So there may be other locations in those shires identified in the council township protection plans?
Yeah, given time, okay. We'll move on to all the other townships.
All right. Thanks very much for coming this morning, Bernie. John, thanks very much for your call as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's John from Smythesdale. We'll look forward to getting more information. People can go to the website, cfa.vic.gov.au, have a look at the complete list for Victoria and the Southwest, everywhere. I've just picked out the places in our listing area.
Yep.
So people can learn more, and we wait and see what happens with the township protection plans from councils that will decide formally on those places. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dominic.
Bernie Fred from the CFA.